Fergal Darcy. Today FM.
She's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, on my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back, back for seconds. With your plate, you just can't help it. No, no, you'll play along, let her lead you on. You be saying no, no, then saying yes, 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 'cause she messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, on my mind. Grab a cop, gun kinda crazy. She's poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away, 'cause she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. I'm on my mind. See, someone said don't drink her potions. She'll kiss your neck with no emotions. When she's mean, you know you love it, 'cause she tastes so sweet. Don't sugarcoat it. No, no, you'll play along, let her lead you on. You be saying no, saying yes, 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 'cause she messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, on my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, my mind. Grab a cop, gun kinda crazy. She's poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. My mind, you're just like me, you're out your mind. I know it's strange, we're both the crazy kind. You're telling me that I'm insane. Oh, don't pretend that you don't love the pain. My mind, oh, oh, oh. My mind, grab a cab, gun kinda crazy. She's poison but tasty. Yeah, people say run, don't walk away. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Hey, my mind.
It is Today FM, ladies and gentlemen. That was Ava Max, and she joins me now in studio. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
You are a true lady of your word. The last time I spoke to you, I said, if you're ever over in Ireland, you're to call in, and you stuck to your word.
I'm here.
Yes, you have arrived.
I love it. I just landed in Ireland. It's my first time here and in Dublin, so I'm just really excited to be here.
Let's talk about the response in Ireland. So number one in 26 countries worldwide, 5 weeks at number one in Ireland, Christmas number one.
That's insane.
Yeah, it really took off. And I know the last time we spoke, we had spoke about how this was not an easy grind for you. You know, you moved as a teenager to LA. This was 10 years in the making.
It's insane. I mean, I personally have been through it the last over 10 years. And I feel like I'm just getting started. I'm excited. And Sweet But Psycho was like the perfect door opener for me, because now I have this amazing platform that I can share my music with so many people. So I feel super grateful that this happened. I feel like I'm happy it happened now and not when I was a teenager, because I definitely feel wiser and more confident, and I know what I want in this next album, and I'm so excited.
I'm excited for the album. Yeah, it's coming early next year, The Exhibitionist. I'm looking forward to this. Let's talk about your music, though. There's certain tracks I love. Salt, for me, is I'm all over that.
Thank you so much.
There's a certain element of empowerment.
We had this with Psycho,
but we have it with Torn as well.
Wow, thank you.
And for me, it's that superhero strength to overcome that. What relationship isn't torn?
Every relationship. I mean, it could be sometimes even a friendship. Like, we're always torn in everything. Even when we eat, we're torn. We're like, do I eat pizza or do I eat vegetables?
It's true. But this music in Torn, it kind of celebrates that individuality that you have. Kind of celebrating flaws in relationships, but at the same time showing a bit of empowerment, which is what your music to me is all about.
Thank you. That's really, really, really important to me. I grew up with a strong, I feel like, set of females in my life. Like, growing up, my mom, my grandma, my aunt, they were very strong, and they came to America with no money. They didn't know the language. And so I saw them work really hard and struggle. So for me, it's like, I shouldn't complain, right? I should work hard for my dreams, and I should just...
Absolutely. But this hasn't been an easy grab. Can we just go to that story? Because war-torn Albania.
Yeah.
Your parents move. They go to France, live in the church for a while. Then they move to Wisconsin, where they have you, Virginia. And then you make the move as quite a young lady to LA. And you start off, and it wasn't an easy grab for you when you started.
No, I mean, no one wanted to sign a 14-year-old singer.
To be a phenomenal vocalist and freestyler, might I add.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It was not in the cards for me back then. And I am so grateful that it didn't happen back then, because I learned, in a sense, what I really wanted in my music. And I got to grow up not in the public eye. So that makes me grateful.
I think that that's probably what has made you, because if you look at it this way, I suppose until you were probably the age of 8, you know what I mean? You probably wouldn't have even had the language, really. Do you know? And then that kind of comes with time. But that's we see that all the time in every country 100%. In the world. When you're brought up with parents from another country, it can be hard. And then you kind of make your way. And I'd imagine there's an element of bullying there.
Oh, of course. I mean, I grew up in Virginia, and I did not have an easy time in school. I got kicked out. Then I went to a Christian middle school, and they told me I couldn't sing Mariah Carey. I could only sing of God. And I'm just like, what is happening? Like, Mariah Carey was my God, really. At the time, I loved Mariah Carey. I would sing her songs nonstop in my basement. And I just really was unhappy in middle school.
I'll hate to be at that karaoke party. You're at the karaoke party. And listen, we're going to have karaoke for the birthday party, but you can't sing I Want to Dance with Somebody from Whitney Houston.
Oh, I love that. How did you know I like to sing that?
Because I did my research. but that's a fact, though. Imagine, like, being told you can't sing what you want to sing.
It was hard for me, for sure. But I was lucky enough to have my parents' support, so...
Yeah, and they have supported you, and it's all there. It is happening right now. According to V Magazine, you are the princess of pop. Rolling Stone Magazine, the artist you need to know. And I'm going to stand by that, a testament to it. I mean, we've had you there in studio. Most artists come in and they take all day.
Oh, my God.
But literally, you got that just straight up, and I really admire that.
Wow, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Let's talk about the Max Cut. I like the Max Cut. This all happened in an instant, burning brownies.
Oh,
or was it cookies?
Oh, my gosh, cookies. Yeah, no, I mean, I've always played around with my hair. When I was younger, I would dye my hair like every month a different color. So I feel like it was just inevitable for me to find something that maybe no one else has done, because I just kept changing it and changing it. Even my mom was like, you're going to burn all your hair off. I'm like, I hope not. But ever since I cut my hair like this, the max cut, as the fans call it, I personally think I have found like my comfort. I like it. I like feeling like me, and this feels like me. And it's funny, when I put on, like, let's say a wig that's the same length, it doesn't feel like me anymore. It's very strange.
I like it, and I like everything it stands for. It's almost like the name, Ava Max, that perfect feminine side, that perfect masculine side, Ava Max. And it's the same with the Max Cut. But this, how this came about, I think, am I right in saying this, that you were cutting your hair, but you had got cookies cooking downstairs.
I was cutting my hair, then I was cutting like 5 other wigs and dyeing my wigs. I was pretending I was like a hairstylist all day. I was alone in my house, and I was just like, at home, I was just like experimenting. And I was baking, and I just can't bake, obviously, because I burnt the cookies, so...
Leg the downstairs to the oven, make sure everything's all right, come back. I'm going, I like this.
Yeah, literally.
I like it.
Literally.
You know?
That's exactly what happened.
No, I like it. I like the idea of the Max Code. It's brilliant. I will say this, your creativity, it complements it. Because for anyone that doesn't follow you on Instagram, first of all, you need to get off your ass and follow her on Instagram. Your Insta game is insane. For Sweet But Psycho, I love the fact that you dressed up as different psychos.
Oh my gosh, yes. Angelina Jolie.
Oh, were they psychos?
Interrupted. Yeah, kind of Pulp Fiction.
Girl Interrupted, yeah.
Those were like real psychos too, because psycho in the song is redefined. It means strong,
yeah,
and independent, and speaking your mind. So that was fun because it was Halloween time last year when I did that, and I just love those movies.
And then to move from that to Torn, which is the whole superhero vibe. The only thing I'd say about that is when I watched it first, because I've seen the videos of with the green screen and there's a guy balancing you up and all that. The only thing that got my attention was I looked at the boots and I went, I need to get those boots.
Oh, those
I was
are looking. My favorite boots. If I can wear them every day, I would. But I was going through airport security and they almost made me take off like everything because they were like, you look scary in these boots. I'm like, sorry. They like have so much metal on them.
Unbelievable. I really like those. Anyway, but listen, come here. It has been phenomenal having you. Thank you so much
for
coming
in. Thank you.
And we're going to take another song for you now in the next few minutes. By the way, if you haven't checked it out, Not Your Barbie Girl is another song that Ava does that really and truly everyone needs to have
Thank
on their playlist,
so
I would say. Anyway, it has been a pleasure having you in. Just down the line, is there any hope that we might get a kind of an Eastern kind of shot of a couple of you artists collabing together? Maybe Ooh. A bit of Dua, a bit of Bebe, a bit of Rita
Ora. Oh my God, that would be a dream. I love my Albanian girls. but I, you know, you never know. You never know what's in the works.
Well, listen, for the best of luck. The album is on the way next year. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ava Max.
Thank you.
You take all of the light away, but then you give me fireworks. I think of leaving night and day, but then you always find the words. You're contagious, baby. Love when you love me, hate me. The way you rock my body lately. You set the rain on fire. I wish the lows were higher. Wish I could stop to save me. Oh, I wanna say, wanna walk out the door. Oh no, right now, baby, I'm torn. I can't get enough, can't take anymore. Oh no, right now, baby, I'm torn. You dry my tears and make it pour. You show me. We're starting drama every day, but you know that's my favorite part. You're contagious, baby. Love when you love me, hate me. The way you rock my body lately. You set the rain on fire. I wish the lows were higher. Wish I could stop to save me. Oh, I wanna stay, wanna walk out the door.
Today FM.